First reader, where are you? We don't want you to fall. Yeah, I don't want you to fall either. That'd be bad.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, and morning followed, the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate one body of water from the other." And so it happened. God made the dome, and it separated the water above the dome from the water below it. God called the dome the sky. Evening came and morning followed, the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into a single basin so that the dry land may appear." And so it happened. The water under the sky was gathered into its basin, and the dry land appeared. God called the dry land earth, and the basin of the water he called the sea. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth vegetation, every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it." And so it happened. The earth brought forth every kind of plant that bears seed and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed in it. God saw how good it was. Every evening came and morning followed, the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate day from night. Let them mark the fixed times, the days, and the years, and serve as luminaries in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth." And so it happened. God made the two great lights, the greater one to govern the day, and the lesser one to govern the night, and he made the stars. God sent them in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. Evening came and morning followed, the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was. And God blessing them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of all kinds. And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have no dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food. And to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground, I give all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. Evening came. Morning followed the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished with the work he had been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. The word of the Lord.
Oh, Lord, my God, you are great. sing to him be my theme. For I rejoice in the Lord. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Wonderful in the ordering of all your works. May those you have redeemed understand that there exists nothing more marvelous than the world's creation in the beginning, except that at the end of the ages, Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Please be second reading. You're already seated. Shut up.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward, and you lift up your staff, and with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." The angel of God, who had been leading Israel's camp, now moved and went around behind them. The column of cloud also leaving the front took up its place behind them, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so turned it into dry land. When the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them, right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic, and he so clogged their chariot wheels that they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their charioteers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head-on towards the sea when the Lord hurled them back into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped, but the Israelites had marched on dry land throughout the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. When Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. The elite of his officers were submerged in the Red Sea.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
The flood waters covered them, they sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, magnificent in power, your right hand, O Lord, has shattered the enemy.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
You brought in the people you redeemed and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Let us sing to the Lord, he has covered himself in glory.
O God, who by the light of the New Testament have unlocked the meaning of wonders worked in former times, so that the Red Sea prefigures the sacred font and the nation delivered from slavery foreshadows the Christian people. Grant, we pray, that all nations, obtaining the privilege of Israel by merit of faith, may be reborn by partaking of your Spirit. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The third reader.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. as I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander of nations, so shall you summon a nation you knew not, and nations that knew you not shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his ways, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as the heavens, the rain and snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, sole hope of the world, who by the preaching of your prophets unveiled the mysteries of this present age, graciously increase the longing of your people, for only at the prompting of your grace do the faithful progress in any kind of virtue. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us sing, stand, and sing the Gloria.
Adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen, 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 amen.
Petrified, this is going to fall down on me one day. Let it not be tonight. Let us pray. O God, who make the most sacred night radiant with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, stir up in your church a spirit of adoption, so that renewed in body and mind, we may render you undivided service. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated now for the epistle, the New Testament reading. Okay, one of you servers, let it go. Mr. Brown, come on down. You can light the candles on both altars, please. Go ahead, Mr. Trebold.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ raised from the dead dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sing another Alleluia verse or two. Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise is Christ. Good evening, and how are you?
Blessed.
Blessed indeed. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, so we've been dropping like flies. We lost the altar server. We lost Diane, who was sick, and so here we go. But everybody's going to come and live forever. That's what we focus on tonight. Now, the last 3 days, we focused on Jesus. And so the first night, we focused on his humility. Last night, we focused on his generosity, or yesterday afternoon. And now we want to focus on his love. Because God is love. And we often forget this. We say it in our heads. We proclaim it. And we say, "Oh yeah, God is love." But we don't get what that actually means. That love, as it says in the Song of Songs, is stronger than death. And that's what happens. That when Jesus Christ dies on the cross, he goes to the bosom of the Father. And the Father, who is love, loves him. And this love, which is stronger than death, conquers death. And you got to get this. When the Father embraces Jesus and brings him to life, he embraces us also. And as for the Father to give up us, he has to give up Jesus. And he's not going to do that. That's why it's so important that we are baptized, right? Tonight we are so excited that Isadora comes and she gets baptized, huh? And I always say she gets the get out of jail free card because she doesn't have to go to confession, even though she didn't have any sins anyway, right? No sins until you met Bryce. Then maybe, nah. And then Bryce tonight is going to be confirmed. We'll confirm them both. But what happens when we were baptized and when Isadora gets baptized tonight, that she will die with Christ and then she will rise with Christ. And since God is love, he embraces Christ. He embraces Isadora, Izzy, for all eternity. And that is something we all need to rejoice over, that we are loved by God. You know, when I was ordained, I had a motto. Huh? Most people do it when they get to be bishops, but we knew that was never going to happen. So I got one when I got ordained. And the whole reality is it's love conquers all. Huh? Love conquers all. Because it's a conquering. It's not just a gentle tiptoe through the tulips. But this conquering and this love conquers death. And so we rejoice in that love. But again, when people sit there and talk about today, you know, the big thing is, you know, all love, 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 love. Love is love. Oh, no, no, no. Love is not love. Again, the Greeks know that love is so powerful and such a big thing that they couldn't just say one word for love. They had four words, right? And they started at Eros, they had Storge, they had Philia, and they had Agape. And so Eros, of course, is sexual love, but it's not just sexual love. It's a love between two people. And they both get something from that love, right? Say yes, Father. So when you have Eros love, both get pleasure, both get something out of it. Then you have Storge. Storge is the love between a father and mother and their children. It's the same love, if you will, as a dog has for its puppies. Or any mother in the wild would do anything to save its children, normally. So this is that Storge, that natural instinctual love what we all have. And then there's Philia. Philia is the love of brothers. You know, that's why we have Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, right? And so we have a common purpose. And so there's three type of loves there, but they're very different. But we just have the one love. You know, I love my dog, I love pizza, and I love my mother, right? But it is so much more. And then we get to the most important love there is, the agape love. Agape love loves the other with no expectation of return. Agape love gives its life for the other, which is what Jesus does for us. And see, when you have this love that's willing to die for the other, that's the love that produces life, eternal life. So this day is the celebration of God's love that can't be conquered by my sin. His love is stronger than your sin, than the sin of the world. Again and again and again, so many people, you know, even Catholics, I was reading something today and it was online and I always say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But only if everybody was talking about how bad the world is. Well, not how bad the world is. They were talking about how bad America is. And that we need to come against communism and all these type things. And we need to make everything perfect. Guess what? Ain't going to happen. The only thing that's going to transform the world in America is this agape love. The love of God. That this agape love is stronger than anything. Again, think about when they killed all the Christians in Rome. The empire of Rome does not exist anymore. The Christians that they killed is now, St. Peter's is on top where Peter was martyred. Love truly conquers everything. That's all there is at the end. And we, the people, the disciples of Jesus, need to always have this optimism that God is always going to win. His love conquers all. And we got to make sure that we believe that. And not only that we believe it, but that we live it. So tonight, as we celebrate the great resurrection of Jesus Christ, we celebrate the love of God that gives everything and that finally wins over everything. We will live forever because of agape love. Tell your faces. You got it? You get it? You're gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Okay.